I'm joined by three very glamorous ladies, Helen Arbour, Fiona Reader, and Jodie Bowen. But Jodie is not going to speak. Is that great? You can make a noise if you like.
Hi.
And that will be the only thing she's going to say. Thank you very much for coming in today, ladies. Can we first of all talk about HAPA? H-A-P-A.
Yeah, that's my performing arts school. It's a theatre school that we run for children. We've got quite a few branches up and running now. We've got one in Basildon, Hutton, Southend, Basildon, Billericay. Yes, it's got a bit crazy, so it's exciting at the minute.
It's great. It gives children confidence as
Absolutely.
Well, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Getting doing some creative stuff.
Leaping about.
That's it.
I'd love to have done that as a kid. There was nowhere to go.
A lot of parents say that to us, that they wish they had what we do when they were younger, so it's nice.
Fiona, you teach as well?
Yes, I do teach. I teach in a primary school at the moment, but I go to HAPA and I do some work with their choirs and I help with the vocals for their shows that they put on.
What are you two doing in 2 weeks' time?
Oh, Jodie and I are jumping out of an aeroplane in Beccles, because we're also building a theatre in Billericay. So to raise some money, we decided neither of us can cook or run. So the only thing left to do was sort of something a little bit crazy. So we're going to jump out of an aeroplane 2 weeks on Friday. So
that is amazing. And you've done this before?
Yes, when I was 20. Yeah. So fearless and stupid. Now I'm just stupid.
I think it's absolutely. I think it's fantastic. Now, you've recorded a Mother's Day single, which is called "Perfect Fan," in aid of cancer research and the Alzheimer's Society. What was the inspiration behind it?
Well, the song actually is from it's by the Backstreet Boys, which it was from on an album that I used to listen to when I was a child. But it actually, the idea stemmed from, I was on Facebook one night over Christmas and I saw an advert. It went viral actually. It was a guy who was on a very small budget. And he did an advert where he would find the cassettes that his mum had left him every Christmas. Yeah. And this particular advert, it was the last ever tape that she'd left him. And it was really moving. Now, I'm fortunate enough to still have my mum, but my brain was in overload at that point. I just thought, how can these poor people, every Mother's Day, you know, what must they go through? They must be so sad for them to see everyone else celebrating. And I just couldn't comprehend how hard that must be. And obviously, Fiona and I, we've been friends for a couple of years now, and Fiona lost her mum when I first met her, and her being the musical genius that she is, I went to Fiona and said, why don't we create something with people who have lost their mums, and you can be the musical director for it, and we can maybe create a moment, a day, where they can all sing together and maybe just have a little bit of happiness on that day to remember what they'd done. That was the idea behind it.
And what was it like recording? Was it quite emotional?
It was very emotional. Yeah. For me, throughout the recording, I was in such a zone of making sure the harmony parts sang at the right time and my soloists and things like that. The day was wonderful. The time when it really got us was at the end, when the recording was done. We all stood there and we all listened to it, and almost everyone was in tears.
Yeah,
it was very emotional, but it was a wonderful thing as well.
Everyone made new friends. It was just such a wonderful day in the end, wasn't it?
And everyone's just said thank you so much for this opportunity. For some, they lost their mothers many years ago, but for some, it was just a few weeks before they came to us.
Yeah,
and said it could not have come at a better time for them. So just to bring everybody together, to have that moment together, and obviously, especially for me, my sister came as well.
Yeah.
So it was a lovely moment for us to share.
Who are the people? Mom. Can you give a mention to the other seat? Is there loads of them that we can't
we
reel
only
off the names?
25 turn up. I literally just put it on Facebook and said, does anyone want to come? When we first put it on, we had so much response, didn't we?
Absolutely.
And we didn't know on the day who would be there.
Yeah.
Another one of my teachers, Kieran, he lost his mum very, very young, and it meant such a lot to him, and he was there. He sang. Ben and Sophie, who do the solos at the beginning.
Yeah.
It was wonderful, wasn't it?
Is there a video to go with this film?
Yes. Jodie's made a video.
She's nodding over there, which
she's
is no good on the radio.
From this microphone. She looks back to right. We're going to put that on Mother's Day.
Yep.
It's just, if we can just make a few people smile with it. I know the song's very moving and very tear-jerking.
And you can see the day, the recording, so pictures and little videos.
It's all throughout the day when we did it, Monday, you can download it, and 100% of everything, all the profits will go to the charities.
Why did you pick out Cancer Research and Alzheimer's? Why are those two charities?
It was the top two charities. We asked everybody individually what their charities would be.
In the choir
that was there that day, and it was just the top two that came out. So that's how we kind of decided.
I think it was important for us to make sure that those that came had a say, and it was for them, you know, it's in memory of who they have lost as well. So,
and what was this memory signs?
Tell us about that.
Oh,
were
they held up
their signs? Yeah, at the end, yeah, so throughout the video you'll see pictures of the ladies and gentlemen involved holding up a sign in memory of
and their mum's name,
our wonderful mum Maureen.
Yeah.
With me and my sister. Yes, that's throughout the video.
Oh, that's lovely. And this is a cover of Perfect Fan, which is originally by the Backstreet Boys.
That's right. So none of them are singers, it was they're all amateurs, so it is a real raw
performance.
They literally have 2 hours. I learned it in 2 hours.
Oh, two, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, well done, guys. We're going to play it for you now. Thanks ever so much for coming
in. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with the single, and also good luck with the jumping out of the aeroplane. Yeah.
Thank you for reminding us.
You're welcome. I just like to do my bit. Here is the song. This is called Perfect Fan. Don't forget, you can download it from Monday on iTunes. All the details will be up on the website. Thanks very much for coming in.
It takes a lot to know what is love. It's not the big things, but the little things that can mean enough. A lot of prayers to get me through. And there is never a day that passes by I don't think of you. You were always there for me. Pushing me and guiding me always to succeed.